life and has given me joy and love with my family.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
The following program was recorded at an earlier time. Do you know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Yes, Lord, we dance and we say, Lord, let your kingdom come down. Lord, as we weep between the porch and the altar. And I woke up this morning hearing the Lord say, sound the alarm, sound the alarm. He is returning, and he wants us to return to him. And he's calling out to whosoever will return to the Lord your God. Return to him, whether you know him personally or whether you have never asked him into your life. He's asking you, return to me now. Return now. And this song is talking about a holy visitation. And we all know that there is a lot of chaos. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I cannot help but sense in my spirit that the Lord is calling his people to himself. Forget about what's going on. That what's going on in the earth is just a visual picture of what's happening in the spirit. Amen. And that he's preparing his people for his return. And we must return to him. He said, when you return to me, I'll return to you. When you seek me, I will be found by you. When you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And the Lord is calling out to each and every one of us today. Just stop what you're doing, turn around, and face the Lord, and return to him. And, it, you know, and this this is from Joel 2, this the song there. And it I went back to verse 12, Joel 2:12, and this is reading from the Message. It says, but there is also this, it's not too late. God's personal message, come back to me and really mean it. Come fasting and weeping, sorry for your sins. Change your life, not just your clothes. Come back to God, your God. And here's why. God is kind and merciful. He takes a deep breath and he puts up with a lot. This most patient God, extravagant in love, always ready to cancel catastrophe. Who knows? Maybe he'll do it now. Maybe he'll turn around and show pity. Maybe when all is said and done, there'll be blessings full and robust for your God. And then it talks about blow the horn, blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a day of repentance, a holy fast, call a public meeting, get everyone there, consecrate the congregation. Make sure the elders come, but bring in the children too, even the nursing babies, even men and women on their honeymoon. Interrupt them and get them here. Ooh. And then the part of the song says, between sanctuary entrance and altar, let the priests, God's servants, weep tears of repentance. Let them intercede. Have mercy, God, on your people. Don't abandon your heritage to contempt. Don't let the pagans take over and rule them and sneer. And so where is this God of theirs? Remember when David said that in the Psalms, you know, where is your God? You know, mocking. God's ready to show himself strong in our nation and around the world. And our eyes need to be upon him. Our hearts need to be turned towards him and waiting for him. And watching his every move and listening to what he is saying to each and every one of us. You know, it's not about ourselves anymore. It's about him, and it's about what he's doing in the body. He's going to take care of all of our needs. He's going to take care of sickness and disease and healings and all that kind of stuff. But he's looking for hearts. He wants our hearts fully devoted to him. To where he is the first and primary thing in each one of our hearts and our lives. And, you know, as intercessors, Deanne and Nanette and I and Cynthia, you know, we spend a lot of time in prayer. So it's like this is our life. This is our breath, you know, that we just look for this. We look for those signs where God is, you know, calling everyone to himself. And, you know, there's nothing special about us. It's just that that's the particular call that he has on each one of us. you know, to draw near to him and to stay close to him and to have our ears upon his chest when we can hear his heart. And we just cry out. We cry out to everyone that can hear this broadcast to return to the Lord. Return, because he's going to do wonderful and amazing things. And if we're distracted with the world's happenings and the things that are going on, things are going to change. You know, and as a matter of fact, when when I heard him this morning would sound the alarm in my prayer time, I heard him say, which I didn't have a lot of time to investigate this, but he said, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere." Ooh. You know, and I, you know, remember what Paul Revere did. You know, he warned them that the British were coming, and this was right before the Revolutionary War. And Deanne, it reminded me of that word that you had. There's a revolution going to take place, and what's going to happen is that the church of Jesus Christ, is going to rise up. Yes. That's the revolution. Yes. The revolution is not between the Democrats and the Republicans. It's the body of Christ against the lying, deceiving spirits that have infiltrated, that have been running rampant. The Lord is exposing all of them, and the exposure is here. It's there, and there's going to be more and more and more of it. But right behind that, here comes Jesus and his glorious church rising up,
yes,
to be seen and to be heard and to be noticed, because the word says that every eye shall see him. So when the people of God are in their place in the Lord, every eye shall see him, because we will be as he is.
Amen.
And anyway, so just want to welcome Deanne and Nanette here this morning. So I have no idea what you guys have, because I didn't have any time to talk to you before we came in. So have at it, whoever wants to go.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
So who's going first?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm just going to sing a song. I'm going to sing a song, and it lines up, and I'm not a singer. All honor, all glory, all power to you. All honor, all glory, all power to you. Holy Father, we worship you. Precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. For fire, that is what the Lord put in my heart this morning. He is releasing the fire. It is a cleansing, purifying fire. And it is to clean his body and to make us ready, to make us ready for our bridegroom. And we, Jesus, help us, ascend. The Lord had given me that word, ascend, ascension. Ascension into his kingdom, that their access, the access is there. And there was another prophet. There's a prophetess, Lana Vassar, on the other side of the globe, Australia. And she gave a word, the same thing, ascension to surrender. God is speaking the same thing to his body around the globe. It is time to ascend. It is time to rise above. Rise above what is going on in this earth. Rise above the chaos and the craziness and the perversion and all the works of darkness. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't look at that. Don't focus at that. As we ascend, as we rise above, we have his perspective. We see through his eyes. Karen, you said last night in prayer that you had such a compassion. That compassion came on you that we are to have compassion for the lost, for the blind, for the deaf, for the deceived. You know, we have to have compassion because they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. But us, the body, we need to answer the call. We need to answer the call because we do have to sound the alarm. What did John the Baptist, he says, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is time for repentance. And in my heart this morning, as I was doing devotion, Karen, oh, God is so awesome the way he lines things up. He put this spirit, this scripture, and I had to find it. It's James 4, 7 and 8. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. That's in line with that song, that there's a call to come to repentance and just surrender. And as we cleanse our hands and we repent, there's just going to be such an awesome work that God is doing. And the other thing, the Lord, I just was overwhelmed with people that are in my life right now, good and bad. And this is what God put in my heart. Be thankful and appreciate everyone that's in your life. Everyone, good or bad, because they all have a purpose. Because it says in 1 Peter, sometimes, you know, that boss, that husband, that child, that neighbor, whomever it may be, would be like, I may love him, but I don't like him and I don't want to be around him. But you know what? That abrasiveness, that abrasion, that rubbing you wrong, God uses that to purify us. And that's 1 Peter 6. In this you may greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost that refines us, purifies us. And God uses people in situations to do that, that it may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So even those that are in your life, God is using all things to work together for good. He's using it to get us to the place we need to be, into position, into being his pure vessel, his instrument, his channel of his love, his goodness, his glory to touch this world. Hallelujah. I'll be quiet.
Amen. You know, I think about, you know, I do spend time on social media, but, you know, you find out a lot of stuff that's going on by doing that. And that, you know, with all these exposures and things that are happening, of course, everybody's weighing in, giving their opinion. Well, I think it's true and I think it's not true. So, you know, everybody's distracted with those kind of things. And the Lord reminded me of that scripture, you know, be careful lest you fall. You know, and the Lord really is like, he's trying to get our hearts to, trying to get us to zip our lip, you know, with weighing in on different things that are happening, because all we're doing is fueling the confusion and all, you know, we're just adding to it so that, you know, there's nothing, you know, you're just going to get what you get, which is more of what you have. But, you know, he wants us to turn away from those things and, you know, take heed lest you fall. And he spoke that real clear to me because, you know, I've weighed in on different things, but I feel a real conviction now. Even I was watching a well-known minister, prophet, you know, that has been on TV and stuff. I just happened to catch something that he was talking about. And I'm like, wow, you know, he was talking about the people that are talking about the exposure stuff, you know, and it just keeps going on and on and on. And we really just need to shut our ears to that because we don't need to know. If someone is not in your life, then what, you know, what purpose is it? you know, it makes you feel good. You can make a comment or, you know, just weigh into the situation because you're watching somebody else's video. And there's no shortage of videos of people that are trying to expose false prophets and all that stuff. But to me, God is exposing everything. Amen. And he's using people to do it, mm-hmm. both people in the church and people that are not in the church. Mm-hmm. But he wants us to take heed lest we fall ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about it. What if somebody came to my house and started snooping around?
Amen.
You know, do I want that exposure? You know, do I want people to know my house is a mess?
Amen.
Or whatever, right? Whatever's going on in my life. No, mm-hmm. we don't want that.
Well, judges, again, I've seen this multiple times and the Lord put it in my heart. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We know that. It's not the world. The world's already judged because mm-hmm. they're already in sin. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And that's where we have to be in that attitude and that heart of repentance and remorse to be, want to honor the Lord in all we do, because that could be us. It
Absolutely.
Could be us
yeah.
in that place of fallen and exposure and everyone attacking us. It could be us. Maybe it was us at some point in our life mm-hmm. with our sin and our mess, whatever we were doing. But this is where it's a time to pray. It's a time to worship. Mm-hmm. It is a time, like you said last night, God, have your way. Mm-hmm. Let your kingdom come. Let your exposure, let your heart, your ways, your thoughts. God knows exactly what he's doing. And this is the time. Amen. This is the time for the exposure because it's a cleaning, a sweeping of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just picture, I use my dad and my family a lot in some analogies. You know, we had a big family and, you know, we never really like sat around the table and, you know, had discussions about anything. but when my dad came home, everybody took notice. You know, we took notice and, you know, we wanted to be with him. We wanted to hear from him. We wanted the comfort from him. Mm-hmm. We wanted direction from him. And I feel like the Lord, that I just sense that that's what the Lord is doing in this time. In this time, he's like, look, I'm coming in. I'm drawing close, and I want you to hear, and I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just it behooves us all to just return to him. And, you know, and we've talked a lot about intimacy with the Lord over the last several months. And I received I was reading a word yesterday from a ministry that I follow. And they said here, I have sent out a clarion call to my church throughout the world, calling my children to a place of intimacy with me. It's not just because I desire intimacy with you, but it's because out of that intimacy, I'm able to work through you to accomplish my will in the earth. Far too many of my children sit back and think that I'm just going to move arbitrarily and accomplish whatever I want, regardless of what my church does. But I want you to know it doesn't work that way. You see, had not my son Jesus been obedient to me and allowed me to work through him, I could not have accomplished through him what I did. Remember, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Mm-hmm. This is the call that I have sent out to my church around the world. It is about my will and not yours. Hmm. And there's more to this, but I'll cover some of that later. Let's take a quick break and get these announcements in. If it will work. Oh, hallelujah. We've been having issues with our system as we anticipate many new upgrades here at WCNO.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Gary inviting you to join me every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. to hear some nice Caribbean gospel music right here on this station every Monday, right here from 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. Come shout, come dance, come laugh, come make nice for Jesus.
Luann, revival's in the air.
I know, Kellyanne, the kingdom of God is here. We are so excited to invite you to join us every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO for Kingdom Recovery.
A cutting-edge program where we will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power.
Can't wait to see you there.
It's so exciting. Revival's in the air.
He's better than your dreams.
Okay, we are back. I really just want to continue with this word because it, I think it says everything. And I read this after the Lord had given me that song and everything. So he's so perfect with the way he leads us.
Amen.
So it says here that this is the call that I've sent out to my church around the world. It's about my will and not yours. You interpret too many of you interpret life on this planet as being long and laborious. But I say unto you, my word confirms that your life is but a vapor compared to eternity. Life on this earth in the natural is not even the blink of an eye. Yield to me, let me work through you, and I will be able to accomplish much, much in you and through you to bring about my will in this world. You can ignore this. And as long as you stay true to me and your relationship with Jesus, you will spend eternity with me. But you're not going to have more of me if you do not spend time with me. So the call has gone forth. I am calling my church into this place of intimacy with me so that I can work through you to bring about this outpouring and revival that you speak about. It will come to pass. I will work through those who yield to me. But the more who yield to me, the more I'm able to accomplish through them. So my question to you is this. Will you lay aside the distractions of the world and the distractions of your day-to-day life and spend time with me? Will you do this? Because if you will, you are going to witness me do great things in you and through you, says the Lord. And I will give credit to this. This is from Dave Roberson Ministries. And they're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, yeah, so that fits right in. And, you know, and we had even talked about that before a few weeks back, you know, when the Lord showed me the bench and the forest and the path. Yes. And, you know, he's trying to get each one of us back on track with him so that he can accomplish his will in us. And, you know, at the end of, not the end of Joel 2, but, after where it says the, you know, weeping between the porch and the altar. Mm-hmm. In Joel 2:18, at that, this is after the people have gone between the porch and the altar. This is the promise. At that, God went into action to get his land back. Because that's part of the song where it says, God, we return to you. Where's the, God, take back the years that the enemy has stolen.
Yes.
And God answered and spoke to his people, look, listen, I'm sending a gift, grain and wine and olive oil. The fast is over. Eat your fill. I won't expose you any longer to contempt among the pagans. I'll head off the final enemy coming out of the north and dump them in a wasteland. Half of them will end up in the Dead Sea, the other half in the Mediterranean. They'll rot, a stench to the high heavens. Mm. The bigger the enemy, the stronger the stench. Fear not, earth. Be glad and celebrate. God has done great things. Mm. And, you know, it just goes on to talking about the latter rain. And that the Lord pouring out the rain. So let's return to him. Mm-hmm. Return, make him your, return to your first love. You know, it says that in Revelation, mm-hmm. you know, that the Lord had that against one of the churches. You know, just, he said, it's great, all this other stuff you do, but you've forgotten one thing, you know, to return to your first love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that, to me, that talks about the simplicity of the relationship with Jesus. And, you know, only he can put our lives in order and set us on the right paths. And, you know, we can look all through the scripture and not even ever know Jesus, never know that intimacy with him, never know how he speaks to you. You can read the word and, you know, yeah, I agree with that. But if you don't know him in your heart, if you've never spend that time with him in the secret place mm-hmm. where he speaks to you and you know his voice. And I think that's what he's getting at, is he wants us to know his voice. Mm-hmm. And the voice of a stranger we will not follow. So we will not be led astray by all these thousands of voices that are mm-hmm. coming to, like the hordes of hell mm-hmm. coming against us.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-mm.
Thank you, Lord.
It makes me, I was in Revelation 3 in the New Living Translation. Just before you just mentioned one of the churches from the seven churches in Revelation. And this particular church, it was a message to Sardis. And it said in the beginning of 3, it says, I know. All the things you do, and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Mm. Wake up, strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. Mm. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold it firmly, repent, and turn to me again. If you don't wake up, I will come to you suddenly, as unexpected as a thief. And said, it said, but even though it says, it continues in 4, it says, yet there are some in the church in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes with evil. And that's what I was thinking about this morning. Those who have soiled their clothes with evil within that church. And I was just thinking of the many ways that he tells us to return to him. You know, don't be afraid when he chastises. This is the time. Yes. This is part of what I see as a grace period. You know, a time for chastisement. Because it says in his word, he chastises those he loves, right? Yes. And so don't be afraid. Look, one of his disciples he rebuked. That was Peter. He rebuked his disciple. Don't be afraid of rebuke. You know, don't be afraid of pruning. John 15, mm-hmm. the beauty of abiding in him. And having that process of being pruned. Don't be afraid when he tells you, I have to polish that silver. I have to remove the dross. I have to remove that sin. Are you willing to remove that sin along with my power at work with you to remove it once and for all, that it no longer has a hold for you? I mean, this is the time for all of those things. It's like the Bible's coming full speed ahead. Like the words are just being driven all together with one message under that fuel of repentance, you know. But it's his love, and it's his time of grace to get those things taken care of. He sees them anyway. We can't hide from the Lord. We can't hide from our Father. And so this is a very important time. In fact, I really have, my words can't even make full sense of it, or my words cannot really honestly cause anybody to move closer to our God, but His words. And so, you know, our hearts right now is for all of you, for whoever is listening, to just call on the name of the Lord and to really have Him meet you. You know, that holy visitation is God meets you. Who wants that holy visitation? Who wants God to meet with him? Because He's a good, good Father to meet with you. Call upon His name and He will answer. He will show you what you need to see. Don't be afraid of it. Face it. It's time to face things. It's time to take care of loose ends. He wants to tie up loose ends. He wants to finish some things in our lives. There's just such an urgency in this matter. And it's not to give you a fear to run from Him. It's for the conviction of the Holy Spirit, to for His fear to fall upon you, so that you can run to the altar, so that you can not only run to the cross, but get on the cross and crucify this flesh that keeps you bound, that keeps you downcast, that keeps you in that repetitive cycle. I felt like I heard the Lord personally for me, you know, break cycles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get to that place where you see the cycles in your life that you have to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
Repeated cycles, even if they're good things, guys. But He's like, get out from that cycle. It's like a track, you know. Mm-hmm. It's that track. And sometimes it's like, where's that track going? You're going around and around and around and around. And that kind of takes me back to Jeremiah 6 last week, what we talked about. Well, get off the track. Now go to the divided road.
Right.
And go back to the ancient ways of our God, where there's peace and where He is. And so, it's just very sobering this morning. Mm-hmm. Very sobering. The heat is on, but it's also very sobering this moment. This holy moment, I believe.
Amen. You know, and when you were talking about, you know, just coming back with the repentance, you know, we know the story of the prodigal, and that, you know, the father was waiting there.
Yes.
You know, he was already, like, had already moved towards him and was just waiting. And then the son came and, you know, embraced him.
Yes.
And, you know, another one of my analogies was watching an old Leave It to Beaver show. When Wally and Beaver, I guess that they were doing something in the garage and they flattened one of the tires on their dad's car. So they were like trying to conceal and cover it up. So they jacked up the car, they took the wheel off, and they were going to roll it down to the shop to have somebody fix the wheel and then bring it back home and then put it back on so their dad would not even know. So as they're going downtown and they had to turn a corner by a building, Mr. Rutherford, who Mr. Yes. Cleaver worked for, right? He happened to be standing at the window, and he just caught the tail end of those two pushing that tire and going around the corner. And, you know, he said, Ward, I think that was your boys. So, you know, when he got home, you know, the kids are, they think that they got away with it. You know, they think nobody saw what happened. And then, so then the way that Mr. Cleaver kind of sat them down, and he didn't even have to say a word. They just knew that they had done a thing wrong, but it was just handled in such a loving way, you know. And that's, I think, what you were trying to say with the Lord, that, you know, it's like He shows you the things that He wants you to get rid of in your life. And we can't do it without His help.
We can't. No.
So, but the minute you bring it to Him,
yes,
He's ready to just poof, you know, let it go. And I believe, too, that this is the time. And the Lord had spoken to me last year about that people that have longstanding issues. You know, I just think about those of us, and I'm not calling myself a boomer, But those of us that have known the Lord for many, many years, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, we've been dreaming and, you know, anticipating all these things that the Lord's going to do. And, you know, many have passed away between then and now, but there's many of us that are still here that are still believing and contending for what we believe, you know, the Lord will bring to pass. And we're right on the threshold of it, and that we're entering into that door. You know, it's like the final curtain of the Lord. And he's going to, he himself wants to deliver us from those things that we just cannot shake in our lives. And we all have something. It could be a hurt. It could, I don't know, it could be anything. But the Lord himself wants to be the one to get the glory for that. And he's waited all this time.
Amen.
So that he can be seen once that deliverance comes.
Mm.
But he's such a great, loving God. You know, how Amen. Can we turn from him?
But we did forgive him our hearts. You know, but he's such a great, loving God. You don't have to be turned from him continually. But we did forgive him our hearts. But he's such a great, loving God.
Video games or being distracted with all the stuff, you're not going to see him.
Yeah, and even in those, you know, dry places, you know, I feel like even right now, you know, those who are in dry places right now, ask the Father for the water. He will not deny you for that water that you need in this season if you're feeling dried. It kind of reminds me of that flyer, I think, Karen, last Friday that you brought. I don't know if it was from Sam's. You showed me like this magazine cover.
Yes.
And it was interesting because it was a dry like land, dry, and had some cracks. Yeah, there you go. I'm looking at it in front of me now. It was a dry land and it had some cracks. And actually the words on this, it says cultivating resilience.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you know, reminding us to keep persevering.
Right. That's right.
Allow perseverance to be at work with you so we can be mature and complete. I believe that's in James. Yes. But in this dry land, instead of a picture of a, you know, of course, what I'm saying, you know, if you're thirsty, ask him for a drink. There's an actual flower coming out from that place. And it kind of reminds me, wouldn't that be a representation of the Rose of Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
Where it grows even in dry places, mm-hmm. I believe. Don't quote me on this, but but anyway, yeah. So in those dry places, you can ask him to give you water. Amen. You know,
amen. Yes, we go through the hills and the valleys,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes when we're in that valley and we feel like it's dry in the wilderness, and you know, Lord, who am I? Where am I? What am I supposed to be doing? Like, you know, I don't feel you. I don't see you. I don't know, you know. And the Lord put a scripture on my heart to remind. And again, God, I love the way God always confirms two or three times when he gives me something, I see it or hear it somewhere else. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we're always on the potter's wheel if we allow him to keep us there. If we give him permission, we're always a work in progress. We're never finished. We will never be finished until we breathe our last and go to be with him. So we're always on that potter's wheel. And as I was I got sick about a week ago and was out of work a few days, which is not like me, but I took that time to just get away, just be recluse and isolate and just get my Bible and my books and just worship and spend time with the Lord. And as I was asking him, Lord, I don't know where I'm supposed to be right now. Maybe some of you feel like that. I don't know where I'm supposed to be right now. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, show me my purpose, my position. Show me what I'm supposed to be doing for your kingdom. And as I started asking that, and again, I always give him permission, Lord, rebuke me, correct me, chastise me. You know, I want you to transform me, change me. I mean, I've learned that over and over again. Just, Lord, I want you to change me. And he started taking me through a journey from the beginning when he brought me back to the Lord from my brokenness, suicidal, depressed, divorced. And he started showing me my journey with him the last 28 years.
Wow.
From when I started as a greeter at the door. And I was so scared to be a greeter at the door. Like, I can't do this, Lord. I can't do it. Then I went to the toddlers. I can't teach these little 2 and 3 year olds. So he took me through every single thing that he's allowed me and gave me the privilege of doing.
Yes.
With every single ministry, great or small, it didn't matter. Every age group, every spectrum. And I was so in awe and amazed at all that he showed me that. And I said, God, you've given me the privilege of doing this. But I remember every single step of the way, I was like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. He's not looking for, and this is what he told me this morning, I'm not looking for your ability. I'm looking for your availability. Mm-hmm. He just needs us to be willing. If we are willing and we say yes, he will give us those opportunities to serve his kingdom, to do his kingdom work. And this is where he wants us to be. And we're always a work in progress. So we can say, I can't do it, Lord, I can't do it. You can do anything. It's through Christ, by the Spirit of God, by his power, his grace.
Yes.
Just be willing. He's looking for willingness. And when we're willing and available, he will let us do those continuous works for him.
Amen. Mm. Amen. We do have to get these other promotional things in, so we're going to take another break.
Hello, folks. This is Reverend St. Hope. Catch me every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Hope Zone right here on this station. Great music, conversations, and, of course, the Word of God. Every Tuesday from 4 to 6 right here on this station, the Hope Zone with yours truly, Reverend St. Hope. Every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Yes, man. Right here, sir.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
We are back, and I wanted to make mention, if you have any questions for any of us and would like or would like prayer, you can go ahead and call the station. And Nanette, if you can give that number.
Yeah, it's 772-221-1100.
Amen. That's the number here at WCNO. And yes, if you have any questions for any of us that are here on Hidden Places, make sure you mention Hidden Places. And yeah, we'll be happy to answer your questions and take your prayer requests. And I did get two prayer requests right after the program last week. And we had a beautiful lady called and said she was so encouraged listening to the program. I think she had pulled off into a parking lot somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she said she was really enjoying being encouraged in the Word and being encouraged to get into the Word herself. And then, so she wanted prayer for her niece that's mm-hmm. having some kind of health issues. And then we had a brother, Michael P., who ministers at Rock Road Prison. And he wanted prayer for direction and, you know, to find out where what road he should take. Just so we were talking the ancient mm-hmm. paths. So, we just want to pray for both of those. And Nanette, you can pray for whichever one you have a sense.
Yeah. I just, why not pray for all? I mean, this is the time we want to take this opportunity and to lift you to the Lord. And so, Father, your name is greater than any other name. We hallowed your name. Your name is so precious to us. We call on the healer, Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. And Lord, we ask for your healing power, your healing virtue to be infused in this precious niece or of this woman that called and shared her need. Lord, we lift her up and we ask that you touch her body. I believe for that healing virtue, that same healing virtue that was poured out when that woman many years ago touched the bottom, the hem of the garment of Yeshua, Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray that as she is calling upon your name, healing, your healing virtue, just flow in those areas that need healing, both physically and spiritually, Lord. Heal her both in spirit, soul, and body, Lord. And I also lift up the gentleman's, just his desire to hear your voice, for you to point out the direction for his life, for your will to be clearly seen in his life. He is also the fork of the road. And Lord, he wants to choose the ancient paths, the paths that will bring him peace. And Lord, I ask that you make it very clear. You set out the vision for him. And so we thank you. We lift these two people up to you that you know so well. And we ask that they have a holy visitation with our God.
Yes.
A holy invitation.
Mm. Amen. And we just want to just give an altar call, you know, to those that don't know Jesus. And, you know, Deanne, if you can lead off in that.
Yes. Yes. The Lord invites you, and we invite you to just call upon the name of Jesus today. The Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, that if we confess with our mouth that he is the Son of God, and if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved, that we shall be made new creations in Christ. So you can just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I know I'm a sinner and I need you. I desire you. I want to make a change. I want to know that I'm going to heaven one day, and I want to be a new creation. I want to be set free from all those things of the world that cause me to fall and stumble. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that if you invite him to come in, he's right there waiting, always knocking, always longing for you to join his family, to become a son or a daughter of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. You know, again, if you want to contact us here at the station, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If you want to go to WCNO.com, and you can use that prayer request form to, of course, ask for a prayer request, or if you have a prayer request, if you have a comment, you're welcome to use that form as well. But just make sure you refer to Hidden Places, and you know, so that we'll be able to receive that and take care of that. So we thank you so much for listening, and we just hope you'll tune back in again next week when we have no idea what the Lord wants to talk about. So bless everyone, and have a great weekend.
Have a great week.
Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.
We'll sing it out, yeah. Lord, send us revival.